All right, welcome to Endpoint Side. Jeremy in Kentucky here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Please go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate, send the fundage, make your check or money order payable to RBN 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas 78664. Call in your debit or credit to 1-800-724-2719, extension 3, and set up a recurring payment to keep Free Beach alive. This is your Thursday night broadcast. We have the heavyweight champion of all red pills, the red pillar of all champions.
I must break you.
Still have William McCollum. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Jeremy. Yeah, it's good to be here. And thank you. And happy Thursday. Happy Thursday. Happy weekend eve. And looking forward to the show, man. It's the highlight of my week.
It's the weekend. It's the Thursday night weekend show. Our weekend sort of starts on Thursday night. You got the Red Pill Punch Bowl, right? You know, on Friday. That's kind of a weekend thing. Kind of laid back. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Last week's show, I had Blackbird on. We discussed this pill pull, this Jewish pill pull. If you guys missed it, it was a really good discussion about the Candace Owens and Rabbi Michael Barclay discussion. I'm not done talking about that, by the way. I'm going to play a clip. I want to play a clip from it tonight, if you have a minute.
Yeah, send that to Mike. That is interesting. I talk with Patrick about it quite a bit.
Yeah.
Candace Owens kind of, shifting over to our talking points, a black woman. The whitest black woman that I know, outside of Halle Berry, maybe Halle Berry being to Hollywood what Candace Owens is to politics. But openly criticizing Jewish power—that's something. And the boomers, the conservatard boomer Trump people, are. Hang on, just a second. The conservatard boomer Trump people are like using her as cover. They're like, look, we like Candace Owens. She's totally not racist. We're totally not racist because we, listen to Candace Owens. So they're able to sort of vent their frustration at what they see with Jewish power because Owens is moving that. She's moving that. What's the word? She's moving the
window.
The Overton window, yeah, thank you. She's moving the Overton window, the topic of a conversation that's allowed to be discussed amongst the conservatard boomers. So you're going to see a huge shift because what you're already seeing with the Democrat Party is their base is turning on their own party. The base of the Democrats are against the Palestinian genocide. And, they have no representation at all. They're disenfranchised politically. And that no major figure in the Democrat Party is speaking out against Israel. But now you're going to see this in the Trump side. You're going to see this shift. So it's very interesting. Go ahead, William.
You remember the meme of the girl crying after Trump won the election in 2016? I bet you there's going to be a meme of her putting her ballot in that's good voting for Trump.
Right. I think that the Democrat response will just be to not vote at all. It'll be just to not vote at all because, again, they're disenfranchised. But, Trump has got it in the bag because he is pro-Israel and his base is pro-Israel. But there's going to be a certain percentage of his base following after Candace Owens that's going to criticize you know, that particular part of Jewish power. Because a lot of boomers follow Candace Owens. I mean, she has a huge sway over that particular part of the electorate. So yeah, you'll have that.
Yeah. Definitely after, I think people, anybody has two brain cells to rub together after watching that interview. I think the Jews really screwed themselves by allowing him to, and I don't want to, you know, encourage them not to do this, but they say themselves, you know, don't ever, ever talk to them. Don't ever debate them. Don't ever. This guy really exposed the Jews and made them look like what they are, you know, just psychopaths that are don't care about your free speech. He's basically kept telling her, you know, you don't have a right to free speech or your opinion. You have to trust me. I'm the expert on Judaism and you don't know anything. How dare you ever question anything I say? And his eyes would bug out of his head and he would just lose it, and he would become threatening, and you know, and it was a really great expose on how they behave.
Yeah. So you've got some clips to play. Also, I noticed a part of your prep where Blinken is basically openly saying that Ukraine will become a member of NATO. I mean, it's not even, they're not even trying to disguise it anymore. They're openly, these Jews that are in power in the U.S. are openly advocating for a basic world war by saying this. Because if Ukraine's part of NATO, I mean, that's automatic, you know, NATO against Russia. That's the whole purpose of NATO, was to keep Russia you know, pinned in, and if it ever lashed out, you know, to engage it in battle. That's the whole reason Russia invaded Ukraine, was because there was threats of NATO forces putting nuclear weapons on the border to target Moscow. So I noticed right. You got this from Zero Hedge.
Yeah, well, this makes it very clear that the war has nothing to do with Ukraine. Really, is not really anything like Ukraine. Obviously, Ukraine's sort of like the patsy. I don't know, for lack of a better word. But okay, so Ukraine didn't win the war. Okay, so here comes NATO. Well, wait a minute. NATO. Wait, that's not Ukraine. That's part of the global. That's the United States, right? That's like Jewish power. But what interest does the United States have in being in Ukraine? I mean, this makes no common sense. All right. So if we play this little clip of Anthony Blinken talking about doing, adding, I mean, this is like the number one thing. They obviously want World War III. This is the number one thing that they can do to get World War III going. Okay, on the side of that, right, I sent over another story about Iran is being bombed, and we know who's doing that. You know, and we know who has been wanting war with Iran for the longest time. So, you know, are they going to go ahead and say, "Oh, it was the ISIS terrorists" or whatever they said? They'll probably say it was Hamas, right? Hamas went and bombed. I mean, it's just unbelievable. It's kind of like when they tried to say that after Biden announced that the Nord Stream pipeline would get blown up if Russia went into Ukraine, try to stop this war that NATO's been waging against them, that they would blow up the Nord Stream pipeline. They'd say, "Oh well, yeah, no, we don't know who did it."
And I'm sensing a certain amount of desperateness on the part of the Jews in the West. Your Blinkens and your Victoria Nuland peoples, there's a amount of desperation as they see the global shift in power towards Russia and China, and they want the greater Israel to happen. You know, they tried to overthrow Syria. That didn't work. They did use ISIS to try to overthrow Syria, and that didn't work. Russia sort of took, you know, control of the situation, and now they want desperately a conflict with Iran. Their greater Israel project is not happening. And there's a sense of desperation that I'm sensing with the powers in the West. So, if you want to play
the
that
Samsung
clip,
option, Jeremy. I mean, it's not nuclear yet, but it's there. It's the beginnings of the Samsung option. They're starting World War III. So we're seeing the Jews, going nuts. I mean, the guy we saw talk to Candace Owens, having a temper tantrum, bam, 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 slamming his fists around or whatever, you know, the lack of a better analogy, you know, tried to act all calm and then blowing up and going berserko. That's just that's their behavior. They don't care about the rest of the world. So the question is the whole world going to allow this, or is it going to overcome this? And why are we dealing with this? I think the Jews are trying to, you know, if it was like a God, you know, thing, you know, we don't understand what he's doing, right? But what if it's like the whole world needs to see how not to be. The whole world needs to see the Jews and see exactly how you don't want to be. These are the kind of people that you don't ever, ever want to be. And so if the Jews, you know, if they're stopped permanently and the world returns back to a space where nation states are respected and everybody remembers, because nobody's going to forget, because there's no more Jew in your television. There's no more Jew brainwashing you, making you forget, you know, wagging the dog, blame shifting, doing all their stuff to make you forget everything. The world gets restored back to the natural order. And for at least 1,000 years or so, we don't forget the Jew, the example of how not to be. So hopefully the whole world will realize, like, you know, I mean, what do you think, Jeremy? Do you think the entire planet's going to get locked down? Really? I mean, I know they were pretty successful with COVID, but they weren't ultimately successful with that.
I think
the whole world's going to.
I think as Russia and China become a global power, prominence, that they're going to bring Israel to heel, and Israel's going to have to be told to shut up in color. This, in conjunction with the West collapsing, because America is really the power behind Israel. The only power that Israel has is the threat of the United States invading, and they don't have that power anymore. And so eventually Israel is going to have to be brought to the table. And if they want to take part in the Belt and Road Initiative, they're going to have to be told to shut up in color and give Palestine their own state. That's sort of the way that I see things going. I don't think that these world leaders really want a nuclear war, because nobody wins in that scenario. No one wins. So they'll eventually bring Israel to heel. Do you have some clips to this?
Yeah. I just want to throw in one more thing to your point real quick. I just have one question. If that's what's going to happen, you know, Israel depends on the United States for its henchman, as its bully, as its golem. Then why are they turning the military into this laughingstock, joke, tranny, unable to fight anymore military? Because destroying all of the white people in the process, the heroic white soldiers that would love to go fight and die for this country, but...
Well, they're turning the military into a force that would turn on its own people. The U.S. military historically wouldn't turn on its own people, we would think, but... if you did have states going sovereign and, you know, enacting their own legislation against the federal government, then you would have a military that they're building. They're building a military that would combat that, full of trannies and homos that would But, you know, so that's sort of my take on it.
No, that's a great point. But in, like, let's say not respecting that, but you know, that's true. And so how do you weigh in though them no longer being a global power and having a force to back up Israel anymore? Are we sure that they don't have other countries that they're shifting over their golem? Are they transferring the golem to a different country, do you think? Different superpower?
I don't know what that country would be, because, you know, Europe is going to be tired of paying extra money to get gas imported from the West. It's just a natural phenomenon that Europe will be wanting to buy cheaper gas from Russia, you know, via the Nord Stream pipelines. That would be, you know, that would make sense, because Europe is going to eventually get tired of paying this high cost and having gas shipped over. So these pipelines that were bombed, I mean, that's not sustainable, you know, to have the West ship gas over. It's just a natural alliance, geopolitical alliance for Russia and Europe to trade in natural gas. It's not sustainable for Europe to get gas shipped over from the West.
So do you think even the people controlling, because right now you have Germany, they're not doing anything about that.
Right.
So there would have to be a shift in power. The Jew would have to be kicked out of Germany again, which means getting rid of the European Union and the United Nations and all that crap. You know, NATO, getting rid of NATO, right? So I guess, I don't know. I mean, there's got to be somebody looking at this chessboard, because we know these people aren't stupid. You know, so many of them, I mean, that rabbi that talked to Candace Owens, I don't think that guy had any brain cells, and I think that guy was very unintelligent.
Yeah,
people are operating on a completely pill pull Talmudic, but I don't know if that relates to the strategic kind of planning. Or I don't know, man.
And we're coming up on the break. We'll hit this on the other side.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Version of broadcast. You have that clip isolated from Candace Owens, and this is fascinating. You know, that Candace Owens has sort of the ear of the boomer conservatives, and this whole narrative on the Trump side is shifting now, just like it is in the Democrat Party, to anti-Israel genocide and speaking out against the potential war with Iran. And Candace Owens is leading this charge. A black woman, conservative black woman, Rush Limbaugh tier audience. I don't know. Do you want to play that one now?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'll just comment real quick. So, yeah, I've been talking about this for a few shows, but I think it's a really, really monumental thing, this Overton window shift that we're talking about here. It's a huge deal. In the right direction.
Yeah, go ahead and roll that clip if you got it, Mike, or the Candace Owens one.
Okay, so I'm glad that you said that so people can hear what I actually said and hear what you are saying and how you are taking it. I don't know how you could write this statement, she refused to condemn Hamas, when I literally said who would not condemn these horrific events.
You don't condemn them uniquely evil. You put them in para-pursue relationship.
So you're saying that, you're saying that even though I did, so now you're admitting that I did condemn Hamas, even though she refused to condemn Hamas.
Are you going to get into this, what condemnation is? Is this where you really want to go, is have an English
No, you wrote she refused to condemn Hamas. These are your
because
words.
Because when you put that, at the moment you say that they have a moral equivalency with anything else, that's not condemnation, no matter what.
I didn't. I said it is. It's sad when an innocent.
It's not condemnation. And
is
it's
it,
not.
I'll just ask you a question. Sorry, is it sad?
It's
is it
not
sad?
Extreme.
Sure.
Sit there and do that.
I don't want to just cut each other off, okay? Because clearly what we are having here is just a disagreement. There's no reason to get angry. Do you think it is sad when an innocent Palestinian child dies?
Candace, I cry every day. And it's not just for Israel. And this is one of the things you clearly do not understand.
Okay, listen to this.
The same way most don't, who are anti-Semites, who don't get it. I cry for what's going on in Israel. I cry just as much for what we are forced to do. Golda Meir had a great quote. She said that one day we may be able to forgive them for killing Israeli children. We will never be able to forgive them for making us kill their children.
So what about my statement of saying that I also
let's stop right there. We can come back to this, but did you hear what he just said? Let me repeat what he just said. He said, Golda Meir, quote, was perfect, said it perfectly. We may one day be able to forgive them for killing Israeli children, but we'll never be able to forgive them for forcing us into killing the Palestinian children.
Yeah, and this is all over everyone's social media feeds. You know, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. They're seeing they're seeing the famine, the forced famine going on of scrawny babies, you know, dying of malnutrition on the one hand, and then, you know, babies with their legs blown off, and just the carnage that's going on in Palestine. I mean, no one can ignore this. So this guy's actually saying that it's all part of the thing. You know, like, you're going to see Palestinian children destroyed because of October 7th. October 7th is the new Holocaust, is what he's getting at.
Jeremy, that's exactly right. Because the Holocaust is losing its luster. It's no longer persuading people anymore. And so they need a new Holocaust. If they don't have a Holocaust, they are going to lose their minds. I mean, these people, it's evil beyond most people's ability to wrap their heads around it, including myself, because it seems like every day I learn about some new evil that they've done. It seems to have no end, you know, the level of evil these people engage in.
Well, in comparing the October 7th to the Holocaust, they're, you know, in actual reality, they're disqualifying the Holocaust. They're saying, you know, because people are like, we don't care about October 7th. You're just seeing these Palestinian children being bombed. We don't care about October 7th, much less something that happened 80 years ago. Anyway, up on the break, back on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
So the Jews, in comparing October 7th with the Holocaust, they're invalidating both events, if you will. In other words, the Jews can do whatever they want because of October 7th, because of the Holocaust. But people are clearly seeing that this is not excusable. And so similarly in the Ukraine, the Jews are wanting an excuse to basically enact NATO to say that, well, we should be able to put NATO weapons on the Ukraine to stop Russia. And this is a thing now. You got a Blinken clip to this effect, talking about NATO and the Ukraine war with Russia. Do we have that clip?
Ukraine, the determination of every country represented here at NATO remains rock solid. We will do everything that we can. Allies will do everything that they can to ensure that Ukraine has what it needs to continue to deal with Russia's ongoing aggression against Ukraine, an aggression that gets worse with every passing day. Ukraine will become a member of NATO. Our purpose at the summit is to help build a bridge to that membership and to create a clear pathway for Ukraine moving forward.
But, of course, we believe that Ukraine deserves to be a member of NATO and that this should happen sooner rather than later.
Yeah, so this would give a perfect excuse for the West to engage directly with Russia if Ukraine becomes a member of NATO. Section 5 being enacted. We're already in a world war financially, and these people want to make it a hot war because there's desperation on part of the Jews, Blinken and Victoria Nuland, to get the Greater Israel Project going. they failed in Syria big time. They didn't overthrow Bashar. And now, Iran is supporting Hezbollah. Iran is supporting, Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Houthis, who are directly in conflict with Israel. So we have sort of a new proxy war going, where the West supports, their actors, and Iran and Russia and China support theirs. So that's kind of where we're at. William, your thoughts? Are you still there?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we covered it. We said it. I mean, it's exactly right. These Jews just have taken over our government. They've taken over the whole world. They're trying to take over the whole planet. I don't think it's going exactly as they'd hoped it would go, but they don't ever quit. They'll never stop trying. They will never, ever, ever stop trying. So they're just stopped. I mean, they just, that has to, they will never back off or ever self-examine or do any kind of, unless it's to find a new strategy to continue psychopath behavior and to continue the evil, the Luciferian flipping over of anything. They will never look at themselves and go, okay, we're horrible and we need to change. They will just continue to lie and pill pull. And they will just continue to tyrannize. That's just their nature. They cannot stop. They must be stopped.
Yeah, they cannot stop until they run against a force that's equal to theirs. And I think that we're seeing this with the Russia and China taking over globally as the new bipolar force. And, the United States no longer being a unipolar thing, on the United States being the only power that backs Israel, basically, because the people of Europe are going to eventually want low-cost gas. They're going to want energy and not have to pay tremendous amounts of money to have it shipped in from the West. So you've got this alliance that is inevitable between Europe and Russia. That's going to happen. And no matter what they say about the Ukraine becoming part of NATO and threatening war, you got this alliance that's not going to be stopped. So eventually the Jews are going to be told to shut up and color, and a Palestinian state's going to have to be established. That's my prediction, that we're, that's inevitable on the world stage. Anyway, let me get your comments and we'll go to calls.
Well, I mean, the Palestine already was a state, then Jews went in there and wrecked it. It doesn't belong to the Jews. The Jews cannot seem to go anywhere and not wreck anything they come in contact with. So, something's going to happen. You can't continue in the same state that it is. We cannot continue to uphold the Jews and their lies. They have to be exposed 100%. Everything they're doing, everything they've done, a full spotlight on them, they have to be dealt with.
Well, yeah, that's...
I don't know what that means, but...
Yeah, that's the thing. You had the British Empire, which kind of brought the Ottoman Empire to heel after World War One, and divided all of these Middle Eastern territories. And then, the Rothschilds making a deal with the British Empire in the Balfour Declaration to give this area of Palestine over to the Jews. So for almost 2,000 years, you had no Jewish control over this area called Palestine. And then all of a sudden you have post-World War One, and in the middle of World War One, the British Empire giving this control over to the Jews, the American Empire taking taking power and sort of replacing the British Empire. And the British Empire fell in World War II. You know, when you had this guy with the funny mustache who decided to stand up against the system and try to establish the German Third Reich, that was all destroyed. And then post-World War II, you know, you had the American Empire versus the Soviet Union. So you've always had this East and West balance of power. You've had this left and right, if you will, balance of power on the globe. When the Soviet Empire fell in the 90s, when communism fell, the American Empire tried to do what it would. It invaded these Middle Eastern countries. Post 9/11, it tried to establish its own empire, and now this shift is pushing back the other way with BRICS, Russia, China, and the BRICS nations. And now you have a new emerging world power where Israel does not have the United States to have its back anymore. If Israel pushed the test button, you know, if it did indeed go full war with Iran, the U.S. would not be able to back that up. Russia and China would back Iran, and the West would fail. That's sort of the situation that we're in now, bringing us full circle. And so you do not have this situation where the U.S. and the West rule the globe. They have to contend with Russia and China. And so, you know, without being I'm not a Russia or China shill, but like, it's just an acknowledgement of the situation that they're the global powers now. And Israel is eventually going to be brought to the table and have to be told to shut up and color. You know, there is going to have to be a Palestinian state declared. The global populace is not going to just continue to witness this genocide and not intervene. That's sort of my prediction. Anyway,
yeah, we're seeing it happening. It's happening slowly or rapidly. I don't know. At the same time, we see them locking everything down, like locking everybody out, right, with this New World Order system. That's also coming into play. So that's a system situation, right? And we don't ever see those things ever get repealed, rolled back, do we? Or maybe I'm wrong. I mean, more often than not, it seems like they make promises to, oh, we're only going to bring in a little bit of immigration. And 1965 Hartzeller Immigration Act. Now, look at that. It's never, ever, the brakes never been put on it. It's only increased more and more and more. So now we have a system where we have like a E-Verify, and you have all these like, you have this Orwellian, you know, if you want to do tours on, go look at apartments, right? You have to have had your identity verified, right? And so the Jew is in the background on that. Oop, this person is an anti-Semite. Oh, so I guess you can't go look at apartments because your identity verification was compromised in some way. So this system is coming into play that's locking everybody out, right?
Well, yeah, that's true. The whole COVID brought in this global, it set a precedence for a global control grid where you have something in your body in order to function on the global scene, and Russia played right into this too. Belarus was really one of the only Western nations that didn't completely adhere to the system, but they're very small in the scheme of things. The Western countries, including Russia, played into the system of a control grid where you got to put something in your body in order to comply. And this leads right into Mark of the Beast type stuff. where, you know, you could say on the one hand that Russia and China is pushing back against the system, but they also played into it during the COVID narrative and pushed it. You could say that they were part of pushing it. So on the one hand, you have them staying against the greater Israel, but on the other hand, you have them playing into the whole global narrative of installing something in your body in order to enact with the system. So, you know, even though Russia and China are becoming global powers and they're dominating the scene, you could very easily have them pushing a narrative if this happens, the next pandemic, whether it be alleged virus based, and I know we don't believe in viruses or whatever, but the system is going to say, well, because of a virus, you have to do this. You have to put this in your body, right? And Russia and China would totally play along with that, you know, based on how they operated during the COVID narratives.
Yeah, that's right. So that's the thing. That's the strategy thing that I think, you know, the folks that, you know, are smarter than this, obviously, this idiotic rabbi that was arguing with Candace Owens. This is like stuff that's like, oh, well, here's another red herring for you to chase. You think the Overton window's shifting. Because, like I said, I mean, they don't let... It's like they're forbidden from arguing with us or participating in a debate. So they threw us a bone with Candace Jones. I don't know why that sounds funny.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. We're all arguing over politics and Candace Owens and Trump, and look at Biden and how, you know, inept he is. And we're observing the shift to the east, the Eurasian shift, where Russia and China are taking control and will eventually bring Israel to heel. But while all this is going on, if you did have another alleged pandemic, so-called pandemic, emerge on the scene, you can bet that Russia and China would lead the the total compliance with the global populace in putting vaccines in your body in order to be able to function. I think that's the overall take, is that no matter how this shifts, the powers that are emerging would do that, and that infrastructure was put into place with COVID. So that's your mark of the beast. You know, you got to have something in your body in order to participate in society. And as much as I do applaud Russia and China for taking control and trying to bring the Jews to heel, they would be totally complicit in pushing this global narrative of putting a vaccine or a mark in your body in order to participate in society. So even though the power shifts, like, the overall goals are still the same. That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, and you know, they make it really difficult to. I wanted to talk to Mike Gatti about. I want to circle back with him and have him back on my show. I may ask him if he wants to come on tomorrow, but I don't know. It's a little late for him, but I want to talk to him about Constitution and like what points you can bring up if you went and talked to your local government, tell them, you know, to push back on some of the stuff that's happening, these housing authorities, these lawyers guilds, these they go in and basically dictate to the local authorities, like, okay, so we've decided we're doing this and we're buying this and they're taking this land and we're going to build all these apartments and we're moving on all these migrants, and So we just need your rubber stamp. Go ahead and just put that right here. That's what's happening all over the country. So what can the local, I mean, what's being actually violated in the Constitution? I think I'll check with them and see if tomorrow or next week I can have this discussion. I think it would be a real interesting one. It probably require a couple of hours. I probably won't do it tomorrow night.
Mike, are we on the last break or did we skip it? It's like 9:52. Yeah. Okay, we skipped it. Okay. What I was getting at, you know, I keep talking about this shift to Russia and China, and I do talk about it in the context of a good thing. And, you know, it would be a good thing, you know, in the scenario of bringing Israel to heel and establishing a Palestinian state. But overall, even if that happens and as it's happening, Russia and China would totally be complicit with going along with measures, COVID measures or whatever the new virus that they deem is prevalent. They would go along with whatever that is. They would also go along with, you know, climate control measures. Because the climate agenda and the COVID agenda go hand in hand, right? We can lock down because of a virus, or we can lock down because of climate change. And these people control our production anyway. You know, the U.S. doesn't produce anything on its own. There's no more steel factories. There's no more tire factories. There's no more automotive factories. It's all outsourced to foreign governments. So the West is already, you know, at the demand of foreign powers in what it produces. There's no going back to forget about isolationists. There's no even going back to protectionist measures where the U.S. can do can enact. Taxes on imports, right? Because the U.S. is totally, you know, subordinate to foreign countries on imports. So we're in a situation where whatever the global power is, whether it be Russia, China, BRICS, whatever, if another pandemic is implemented, everybody would be at the behest or the, you know, subject to the powers that be. Because, you know, we can't produce our own antibiotics. We can't produce our own steel. We can't produce our own tires. So you've got this global system coming into place where anything goes. That's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah. So Henry Kissinger said by 2030, Israel will not exist. Remember that? Oh, and he's a Jew,
yeah.
Right? A Zionist Jew, right? Or is he not a Zionist Jew? I mean, Zionism really is just, they don't, at the end of the day, why does Israel even matter? I mean, it's a spot on the map. It's a centerpiece of where the Belt and Road Initiative is. But the whole world, right? The Zionism doesn't just limit it to the Middle East. It's the entire planet. They want,
yeah,
they're going after everything. Maybe they don't care what, you know, Rabbi Michael Barclay gets up there. Because it seemed like maybe one of his dictates was to dictate to say, hey, listen, yeah, you're not allowed to talk about us. You're not allowed to criticize us. Yeah, and we're not trying to hide it. And we don't care if we come unhinged and look bad.
Yeah, and as these powers in the East, you know, take dominance, Russia and China, I mean, Trump is the ideal candidate to negotiate America into tapping into the system, because, you know, the American West is becoming very irrelevant on the global scene now. You know, America can't just project itself. The American empire can't just invade rando countries and project its power. That's not a thing anymore. So Trump is going to be elected to negotiate America's tapping into the Belt and Road Initiative and bringing it into somewhat of a relevance again, but in a different way. So, you know, if Trump gets it in 2025, which it looks like that he is, it's going to look very different than what it did in the past. Instead of America, the American empire being a global dominance power, it's just going to be a small time, player in negotiating a role in the Belt and Road Initiative. Israel being the key land power in this, you know, as it is in between Eurasia and Africa. So Israel is going to have to be brought to heel too. But overall, what you're going to have is a global one world government. It's something that we've been talking about. It's what RBN has been talking about for a while. And the land of Israel being a key part of this. It's the end of the show. We've sort of discussed things. William, thanks for joining me, my friend.
Always a pleasure, Jeremy.
Yep.
See you again next week, and we'll see you guys tomorrow night on the Punch Bowl.
Yeah, tune in. You guys stay classy.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.